This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Deck your home this holiday season with Blinds.com. Save up to 40% on select styles, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Congresswoman Kay Granger has missed several votes, including the last critical spending bill.
Now this morning, we're learning she's been living in a Fort Worth retirement facility. Joining us live now is KRLD's Georgia Alfredas. You've been following this story all morning. What are you learning?
Well, according to a statement, the Congresswoman's health issues have progressed since September. So making trips to Washington, D.C. has been really challenging for her. Her son has confirmed that she is living in a senior living facility, but he's denying that she is in a memory care facility. Now, you know, she stepped down as chair of the House Appropriations Committee in the spring. And as you said, she hasn't cast a vote in Congress since July. And, you know, the Appropriations Committee is one of the most powerful and influential committees. Its members are all seen as very influential. The committee is responsible for the bills passed that regulate government spending. It decides how much funding each authorized federal government agency and program gets. From the 24-Hour News Center, Georgia Alfredas, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It's not going to help them get to the postseason, but the Cowboys are suddenly hot.
The Cowboys defense forced two crucial turnovers in the fourth quarter to help preserve the 26-24 win over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at home on Sunday Night Football. And while the Cowboys' slim playoff hopes were eliminated prior to the start of the game, the Bucs are still in the mix, meaning the Cowboys played spoiler last night. The victory marks the fourth in their last five games, and Dallas is now 7-8 on the season. We'll head to Philly next week to take on the Eagles kickoff on Sunday at 3:25. Jake Riemo, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm Tristan Ryans. Even though the Cowboys knew they'd be missing the postseason, going into Sunday night's matchup, head coach Mike McCarthy saw something with his unit before and during the game against the Bucs.
But I just can't say enough about the character of our football team. Really was no blink. Once we got the game kicked off, we fell into the way we planned on playing regardless of what happened before we went out there. That's what it felt like.
From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Tristan Ryans, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
While SMU's season came to an end, the Texas Longhorns are moving on in the college football playoff. A statement win over Clemson in Austin on Saturday.
A power pistol. He has it, turns, hands it off. He'll not get there! The Longhorns stop again!
Craig Way, the call here on KRLD. The Horns win it 38-24. Move on to the quarterfinals in a matchup with Arizona State in the Peach Bowl on New Year's Day.
In other news, the third and final man wanted for the carjacking and wounding of an undercover Dallas police officer is finally in the Dallas County Jail.
21-year-old Rodriguez Lewis is under indictment for aggravated robbery. He's one of three Shreveport, Louisiana men accused of carjacking and shooting an undercover officer who was parked near Bachman Lake last year. Lewis has been serving time time in a Louisiana prison and was extradited back to Dallas County in the last week. Tuesday, one of the three men was sentenced to 30 years in prison after pleading guilty. The third man is still in the Dallas County Jail awaiting trial. From the 24-Hour News Center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Members of the Dallas City Council will interview some of the candidates to be the next city manager today.
Some of the candidates on the search firm's shortlist have dropped out of the application process, and there are reports that a new candidate was added to the list. Mayor Pro Tem Tennelle Atkins said last week that he wants to have a new city manager hired in January. Dallas has been working with an interim city manager since June. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The family of a 14-year-old boy pleading for people's help after he was hit and killed by a car.
Absolutely. They are. Jameer Dabney was hit Saturday evening riding in his bike near Lake Forest Drive and Highlands Drive. The driver in a dark-colored sedan fled the scene. A witness attempted CPR, but Jameer later died. And McKinney police are asking anyone with information to call the McKinney Tips hotline. A North Texas-based company under scrutiny after a drone show mishap in Orlando leaves a child injured. Sky Element says it's working with federal investigators. Several drones collided midair and fell. One hit a child. The kid was hospitalized, underwent surgery. In a statement, Sky Element extended wishes for a speedy recovery. The company is producing the Lone Star NYE drone show at Reunion Tower next week.
Japanese automakers Nissan and Honda announcing plans to work toward a merger. It would catapult them to a top position in the auto industry as it transitions away from its reliance on fossil fuels. The two companies signed an agreement today.
The man accused of killing UnitedHealthcare CEO is expected to be arraigned in a Manhattan court this morning. Luigi Mangione faces multiple counts of murder, including murder as an act of terrorism.
And concerns are growing about the health of retiring U.S. Representative Kay Granger. The 81-year-old Fort Worth Republican is reportedly facing dementia issues. She hasn't voted in Congress since July. Another shocking crime in New York where a man is under arrest accused of lighting a woman on fire, killing her.
NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch says a man walked up to a woman on the F train in Brooklyn Sunday morning and lit her clothes on fire, burning her to death.
Someone who we believe carried out one of the most depraved crimes one person could possibly commit against another human being.
Tisch says the suspect stayed and watched.
Unbeknownst to the officers who responded, the suspect had stayed on the scene and was seated on a bench on the platform just outside the train car. And the body-worn cameras on the responding officers produced a very clear, detailed look at the killer.
The suspect also caught on the subway car's surveillance camera. The photo went out, someone saw it, and the suspect was arrested later in the day on another subway. The case, the second fatality on the trains on Sunday after a man was stabbed to death. Julie Walker, New York.
News Radio 1080 KRLD is the station in DFW for market and business updates. We check your money for LonSmith.com. Here's Bloomberg's Jeff Bellinger.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And the stock market futures are mixed. S&P and Dow futures both trading lower. The NASDAQ futures are up 21 points. Should be a quiet day this holiday week. Japanese automakers Honda and Nissan have made their merger discussions more formal. The company signed a basic agreement to work toward a combination of their operations by 2026. There is a Monday merger in the works. Xerox has agreed to buy the printer maker Lexmark International. And the Nordstrom family has a deal to take their namesake department store chain private for more than $6 billion. There was a bigger-than-expected decline last month in demand for expensive manufactured products. The government reports orders for durable goods fell a little more than 1% in November. And so far, the Teamsters' efforts to disrupt Amazon.com's holiday business, although it's expanded, representatives for Amazon say so far deliveries have not been affected. I'm Jeff Bellinger with Bloomberg Business on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Holiday shopping turned tense at Northeast Mall in Hearst Sunday afternoon. A dispute near the food court As Hearst police say two men were involved in a verbal altercation while carrying handguns. That sparked reports of gunfire, but investigators confirmed no shots were fired, but both men were arrested, now face disorderly conduct charges.
And a wild scene in Killeen. A pickup truck driver fleeing police crashes through the doors of a JCPenney store, injuring five people.
53-year-old John Schultz crashed into the Killeen Mall, about 70 miles north of Austin, around 5:30 Saturday evening and continued into the building, striking people with his truck as he went. Victims, ranging in age from 6 to 75 years old, were taken to hospitals. A fifth person went to an ER on their own. Killeen police say Schultz led officers on a 20-mile chase before his mall rampage.
They shot him. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God, they shot him.
Schultz was killed in a shootout with officers. From the 24-hour news center, Mark Lambert, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Developing story this morning, the Texas Rangers agree to a two-year deal with designated hitter Jock Peterson. He hit 24 home runs for Arizona last season. And a Rangers fan favorites on the move, first baseman Nathaniel Lowe has been traded to the Washington Nationals. In return, the Rangers bolster their bullpen with lefty reliever Robert Garcia. Lowe won a silver slugger and a gold glove and helped the Rangers win the championship in 2023, but found himself the odd man out after the Rangers made a trade for Jake Berger and, of course, today also signed Jock Peterson.
It is 8:27 at KRLD. Ellis County deputies are preparing to honor a fallen colleague today, Detention Officer Isaiah Bias, who was killed on duty earlier this month at the Ellis County Jail, will be laid to rest in Midlothian at around 11 o'clock. Police say he was beaten by an inmate and left to die. Governor Abbott has ordered flags lowered across Texas through Tuesday to pay tribute to his sacrifice.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.